Jesus Christ.
Look at this guy.
He looks like fucking the real Aquaman.
Aquaman.
He looks like Aqua.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, coming at you like Cleopatra on a Monday, starting the week off right, only 18 minutes late, why not? International superstar Zach D'Amico is here, the fucking room starts rumbling when Mike Cannon comes in. Ooh, 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 ooh. You shoulder bumped the fucking camera. Damn doggy. Damn doggy. Two incredible guests, as always. We have, from Here's the Scenario, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Cannon is back on the show.
Hello.
What's up, doggy?
It's a machine gun.
It's a machine gun. Also, from, he's got a brand new special on YouTube called Check Right.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Fiore's back on the show.
Hi, guys.
We got Cannon, we got Andy.
Yeah, baby.
We got Cannon.
Cannon
to
the big
Andy.
Cat.
We got Cannon.
Candy.
Andy. We
candy.
Got Candy. It's already written down. You didn't come up with it. I came up with it. Shannon, edit that. Team Candy.
Yeah.
Candy is dandy in the morning on a Monday, doggies.
Dude, a couple of big Blue Giants fans, too.
Let's go. Yeah. Maybe Giants fans?
Oh, yeah.
Scoot over.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
You guys are wearing New York teams on your
similar,
fucking heads.
Yeah.
Yanks. You got the fucking range.
Yeah. Man, my hair's all over the map.
What's
right
going
now.
On?
No, it's what just uncut. On
yeah, camp. I just didn't shower. That's why I wear the hat. If you see Andy in a hat, chances are there was no shower that day.
Yeah,
that's my
secret. Hats, a lot of hats happening in the studio.
We're all hats.
We're all hats,
yeah.
Dude. All hats all day. I don't mind it. But I don't.
All hats and two fats.
Oh, yeah. I typically don't like wearing sports teams on my hats. I did wear a Yankees hat for a long time, but it was not to respect the Yankees. The Yankees symbol and their logo was it was just its own thing. It had nothing to do with sports.
It also reduces your potential of getting arrested since you look like an undercover cop.
I do look like an undercover cop.
I was just thinking about making a change because all my hats are sports teams.
Mm.
And I felt the same way. The opposite, though. I go, I don't know if I can wear a non-sports hat.
No, you can do
because they
do,
you know,
go bucket hats.
I'm not a flat brim guy.
Bucket hats.
You
all day.
Think
bucket. Andy needs to just go straight up bucket hat, dude. Weed t-shirts, hemp.
I put tackle on there.
Yeah, dude. We're gonna grow it out and put it into dreadlocks, dude.
Beads.
Yo,
beads.
We're gonna turn you into a pothead in the late 90s.
But if Andy wore a bucket hat, he'd look like he lived on a frozen lake.
Yeah.
In a shack he built himself.
I would love fish sticks.
I hate myself. Well, now you're talking.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. I'm very excited about today's show. I'm in a good mood. Great day yesterday. Had Bobby Kelly over, had Max over. We had a whole day with the kids at the pool.
Nice.
Just fucking, what a day.
It's beautiful.
What a day. It really is. It's what it's all about. You know, I think back to Robert Kelly, where when I became friends with Robert Kelly, I lived in a studio apartment with Sport, with a dog that I never once got groomed. Or got his. Oh, I didn't get his balls clipped either. Nothing was ever clipped on this dog.
But that's good. You've always been anti-grooming.
I've been anti-grooming.
He was also uncircumcised.
Yeah, doggy. I didn't clip anything on this fucking dog. Not once. My dog looked like when he was with me. He just started looking like a homeless person. He's very disheveled. Just very like fucking dirty looking, grimy looking
alcoholic.
Dog.
Alcoholic. It's the only depressed dog on earth.
And it was, I mean, I remember I met Bobby and it's like just being in that little shitty apartment, just dirty and dingy. Like I just didn't ever do laundry. I would buy new socks before I did laundry.
Yeah,
that was my a regular thing.
Yeah.
And then to have him come over and our kids are both 10 years old. They're best friends. They've been best friends since they were one. And they're fucking like hanging out. We're just hanging out in a pool and just talking about doing these like cool fucking amazing things. It's pretty fucking incredible,
Max
dude.
And James are doing their own podcast now.
Well, basically, they started one. We haven't released it. We never will release it, but it's called James to the Max.
Oh, that's a good one.
Bad name.
Nice. Yeah. Wow, I came up with it.
I like how you both were just sitting around talking about all the opportunities Big J has afforded you both.
That's true. It is Big J that has helped both me and Bobby Kelly. You're right. It was great. I had an incredible day. But let's get our plugs out of the way. I got a lot to talk about today. I'm very, very excited about today's show. Cannon, which plug it on?
If you're in New York and you're watching this live, tonight I'll be doing my new hour at New York Comedy Club. I'm doing it every Monday for the month of June. Working out my hour, working out some new stuff for hopefully the next one, trying to get ahead of that already. And I'm on the road. Just was in Boston. I'll be in Phoenix and Houston in July and more stuff coming in. And Here's the Scenario podcast.
Love it.
Check it out.
And if you're
dog. This weekend I will be at Wisecrackers in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, 16th, 17th. And yeah, check out the special. Check right. I love it, and I think you'll like it. And then just give the kid a follow at Andy Fiore.
Zach
on all the social.
June 20th, I'm going to be here in New York at St. Vitus Metal Bar.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Rules.
That some place weird does Satan rule. Thing.
Yeah.
On June 30th, I'm at the brand new Laughingstock Comedy Club in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Nice.
And hey, if you're listening and you want to support one of my shows, the new episode of Spook Show is really funny. We did something called Fart the Movie, and it might be the dumbest thing I've ever done on the show, and I would just check it out. I think it's really, really stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Some live dates coming up. I'll be on the Fully Loaded Tour June 22nd through 25th, Traverse City, Michigan, Fort Wayne, Indiana, St. Louis, Missouri, and Lincoln, Nebraska.
They have a side stage?
No. and Lincoln, Nebraska. Tickets are available for some of them. Some of them are sold out, so you go check out and see what's available. Then June 30th, July 1st, I'll be at the Detroit House of Comedy. Just two nights only. Very excited. Been a long time since I've been in Detroit. It's going to be a ton of fun. Hopefully Zach will be with me on those shows. I'm not 100% positive.
Nope, just plug the gig on the same date.
You motherfucker. God damn it. Then we're filming half-hour specials. Myself, Dave Smith, Colin Turrell, Rich Voss, Jordan Jensen, and Kurt Metzger, all from July 10th through 12th here in New York City. Most of the shows are sold out, but you can still get some seats for Voss, Colin, and then Kurt and Jordan for their late show as well. So grab those tickets right now at gasdigital.com/30. They're free. And just make sure you reserve and fucking bring a couple friends out. That's July 10th through 12th.
Nice. I'm gonna come.
Yeah, please. It's going to be a fucking blast. And then the Legion of Skanks are going on the road August 10th through 12th. We're going to be in the Boston, New England area. We'll be new Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, at the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, then at the Wilbur Theater, and then at Foxwoods Casino, at the big theater at the Foxwoods Wilbur Casino. Whoa, I'm not saying anything right. At the Foxwoods Casino, get all those tickets right now, lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to the new Gas Digital. We're waiting on approval right now for the apps in the iTunes and the Android store. Brand new apps that are launching right now. They are fucking smooth. They are fucking streamlined. The streams have been incredible. If you guys haven't subscribed to Gas Digital, go right now. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library. What you get when you subscribe to the premium service for Gas Digital is you unlock thousands of episodes that are not available. They're not on iTunes or YouTube. Just this show alone has over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else, plus Legion of Skanks and all the other incredible shows. 20 shows here on the network, all ad-free, uncensored, in one place. If you watch it on YouTube, you're getting a very different show. It is very, very censored, guys. So if you love the uncensored comedy that we do, the best way to get it is to go and support and subscribe at gasdigital.com. Use that promo code REP. Get a 70 free trial. Save $1.50 a month. And be a part of the Racist Live Chat as well, which is always a ton of fun.
I thought you brought up a really good marketing point for Gas Digital on Twitter the other day when somebody asked you, why don't you just give up and do Patreon?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, we'd be deplatformed immediately. Like, we would not be able to do
Skanks,
what we do.
You,
but it's a great point.
It is. It's the only point. Now, that's not for every show on the network.
Yeah.
Like, Legion of Skanks, we could not put the archives on Patreon. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
We would literally, they would cut, they would immediately take them down. There's also a chance, even if, let's say we said, all right, well, fuck the archives. You guys don't get the archives. Let's just say, fuck that. The main reason why people pay for Gas Digital.
Yeah.
But let's just say we don't do that. And we'll say, well, start fresh. Well, now we're censoring ourselves in a very, very big way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So now you're getting a different version of the show because we're doing Patreon. We don't do the same show. Even Real Ass Podcast, we go pretty fucking hard in the paint on this show, right?
Going hard in the paint is what we call doing blackface.
Yes. But yeah, so, and then, you know, look, I get on a flight and I'll just start arguing with people.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even, there's no people like, dude, why are you mad? I'm like, dude, I'm literally on a flight right now and I'm watching Barry. And in between, I'm like, yeah, let me take a 5-minute break from Barry. And then I just start fucking.
He could have ended that sentence with, I'll get on a flight and just start arguing with people.
Well, that's also true.
Yeah.
But I, yeah, we started just talking about the platform, and I was promoting the new platform. People were like, dude, you're an idiot. Mm-hmm. So fuck you. You got to be on Patreon. First of all, Patreon is not a. It's not. Not everybody does well on Patreon.
No, I know, right? I'm proof positive.
There's
of
a
that.
Lot of people. I've lost money. Most people on Patreon are not making a lot of money. Now you have the Cumtowns and the Tim Dillons and the Shanes, but these are in the top 1% of creators.
Yeah,
Look, I think Legion of Skanks could have done some cool shit on Patreon, but I'm not lying when I say this. We have an uncensored platform. The reason we have our own platform is that exact reason. And there's a reason we have 20 shows on the network that they haven't left. They're not the reason they don't leave most shows. We've only had a handful of shows that have left. Right. The reason they want to be on the network is because we provide a service. We provide great studio, great producers, fucking tons of resources, post production, all the clips, all that shit. That's a ton. There's a ton of value. So if you can do it yourself, open your own studio, pay for your own space, pay people to do it. It's an uphill battle to start making money on a podcast when you look at it that way. And we offer a ton of value on that end. So yeah, that's just that.
Word.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You know, so support Gas Digital, guys. That's it. If you guys if you love us and you want to fucking support, that's the way to do it, is to go and support this platform. It's an uncensored platform. It's the way you guys want to get the show. And if you use the promo code, it goes directly to the creator. They get a big cut of the money that comes in. They get money for you guys subscribing. So please support, for the love of God. Let's see. And yeah, I mean, look, go fucking look at people's. But you know how you tell if somebody doesn't make money on Patreon? Mm. When they don't have their numbers public.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
When they have a private number, it's because their number is fucking embarrassing and they don't want to show everyone that fucking it is what it is. I mean, that's just so, you know, go look at the numbers. The proof is in the pudding. People are like, dude, people are gonna fucking leave and do what Tim Dillon did. Yeah. If I knew I was gonna make Tim Dillon money, I would also leave.
Yeah.
I would say fuck Ralph and I would burn this place down.
You're leaving out the important equation in that of Tim.
Yeah, who's an extreme talent. You're talking about like a once in a hundred years talent. You're talking about certain people. That it worked. It worked really well for Are You Garbage, too. Nobody knows why, but it worked really well for them, too. They fucking... No, those guys are great. They're hilarious. They had a unique format, a great thing.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, we don't hold people to any sort of crazy contracts, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the fact that we create a system here where if we're not doing our fucking job, give us 30 days notice, you can leave, and we're not going to hold it against you. We're friends. We're friends with these guys. Promote these guys, too. You're here now, of course.
Our show ran its course on the network. There's no ill will.
No ill will at all.
We still promote each other.
And now, look, I check in on your Patreon numbers once a month, and I laugh.
They're not good.
I laugh to myself. No, obviously not. I want everyone. I love being a part of Tim's journey and Are You Garbage. Like that, they're a part of their history is being a part of this network.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They, you know, use this network as a platform to jump off and do some cool shit. So, by all means, if anybody can do that, go fucking do it. It's much easier said than done. And there's a reason why most people don't leave Gas Digital. Most people love what we do for them. You never have to fire. There's even Godfrey. Godfrey was fired. People are like, dude. Oh, yeah, dude. They bring up SiriusXM. I'm like, Godfrey was fired from SiriusXM. Nick DiPaolo was fired from SiriusXM.
Yeah.
Anthony Cumia was fired from SiriusXM. If I was Big J...
One of these things. Not like the
But they will fire you for saying shit. It's not crazy. If I was Bobby and Big J, I wouldn't go like, oh, my God, this is the safest, most cushy job I have. It's not by any means. They have no fucking loyalty, these major companies. Patreon has no loyalty. If you say something and somebody reports you, they'll just kick you the fuck. They do not give a fuck at all. And there's been hundreds of people that have been kicked off Patreon that say way less fucked up. Archon, the Sarkon, whatever his name is, he just said the N word one time.
Just once?
Just once.
A little slip?
A little slipperooski. Come on.
On the wrist?
Come on. One time, Patreon, you fags.
What, stub his toe?
You lose a bet on the Knicks?
Fuck me. All right, so look, we have a lot of fun stuff to talk about.
Are we going to talk about you switching gyms?
No, I'm going to save it for Skanks tonight.
That makes sense.
I'm going to save it for Skanks. I mean, I was kicked out of Equinox.
No shit.
Oh, buddy.
And I've been waving the Equinox flag for years.
Yeah.
To the Legion of Skanks for the entire story tonight. I'll just say that, it wasn't my fault. I was I was defending myself.
Yeah.
And,
I feel intimidated
and I fucking lashed out and I fucking had some words with some guys at the gym.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's the gym.
Like little fucking pussies. They went and ratted me out.
Yeah.
And Equinox showed me no loyalty after 8 years of membership, referring maybe 6 to 8 members, used to work at the fucking company, friends with people in the company. No loyalty. No loyalty for Equinox. So the whole story coming tonight. Watch Legion of Skanks live, 8 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. Who do we got now? We got Karen Fien and somebody fun. Somebody else fun. Oh, Rich Voss.
Nice.
That'll be good.
Yeah, gonna be a
dude,
good
that
one.
Is having no idea what your story is about, but there is an influx in that, and maybe this is, I have no idea what it's due to, but there are just people that while you're working out are being like, are you done?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm in the middle
so
of a lift.
I'll tell this. Actually, this is interesting because you lift. Do you lift at all?
No.
All right. So this is actually, and I want people's opinions. people's opinions at home too. If you lift, because me and my girl got into an argument yesterday about this as well, right? So I get kicked out of Equinox. I'll tell the Equinox story.
He also got banned from Lyft.
So I when they tell me, it's funny. I was like, hey, you know what? Cancel my girlfriend's membership too. But I mean, you know, how about that?
No, the new one.
So she's just like, what the fuck? My membership's canceled? And I was like, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to give them money if they're fucking.
Were you paying for it?
I was paying for her membership.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was like, cancel that. I was like, cancel her membership, cancel mine. That was that. So I went over to Lifetime Fitness.
Oof.
Now, Lifetime, have you ever been a Lifetime?
Yeah,
fan?
Sure.
You don't like it?
No, I mean, the one that I went to was not even moderately close to Equinox.
So this is moderately. So look, there's differences, obviously. In terms of luxury, it's a step down. Yeah. Obviously, it's a step down, okay? You know, Equinox has Kiehl's products, eucalyptus towels. It's designed like a fucking hotel, like a
Lifetime
luxury hotel.
Lifetime has whatever their staff has stolen from nearby hotels.
No. Lifetime is very nice. The one that I went to was extremely nice. It is the next closest thing. It's as good as you're going to get besides Equinox.
Mm.
In terms of facility, it's better. It's like way more options. It's massive. I mean, they have fucking basketball courts, indoor, outdoor pools. They have batting cages. They have like, it's a big sporting thing. They have a whole thing with kids as well. For $50 a month, my kid can have a membership, and there's like kids classes all summer long. No, he can do fun, cool shit. They had obviously like tons of classes. They have 150 locations nationwide. It's pretty
Lifetime.
Dope.
I should go to Dolphin.
Lifetime. No, Dolphin. No.
No.
That's terrible. Funny, I know Dolphin. That's a shithole.
Yeah, it's a shithole.
When you start talking gyms, you go right
salesman.
Into New York Sports Club. It just, you got the rhythm of it.
I know
the sale,
it. But I know exactly what it is. The facilities are great. The amenities are a step down. But they still have steam, sauna. They have both steam and sauna. They have a hot tub. Equinox didn't have that. It's like a mint mist in there. It's really clean. It's really nice. Locker rooms really. Okay. It's just a little bit of a step down. You don't feel like you're a fucking king when you walk into Lifetime. But regardless, I enjoyed the fucking experience while we were there because I had issues immediately at Lifetime. Day one, I have issues immediately. Lifetime. And I want to know if this is my fault. If anybody
I
in the
think it's more that you have a lifetime of issues.
Doggy. So I go and they don't give a trial, which I like this. I like the fact that they don't give a trial. They're like, yeah, you got to pay $50. That's, you just have a 1 day membership, right? Which I'm like, that's good. They're
50 for 1 day?
50 for 1 day. Keep the riffraff out.
Whoa.
Yeah. I dig it, right? And they're like, if you join, you can put it towards your membership. Cool. So, all right, sweet. So me and my girl go. We're doing our thing. Now, tell me if I'm fucking wrong here, okay? Because it's actually, you reminded me because it's what you said.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm on a leg, like a leg press machine, or it's, I would almost want to say like, it's a squat machine,
okay.
But it's like one of like, you know, the big, where you load the plates on
And
you have your back against it and you're squatting down. Right. So it's essentially a squat rack, but it's like a machine for it. Right.
For older guys.
It's for older men with bad knees. This is for me. I love it. I'm doing supersets.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing, people that don't know, you do 2 or 3 exercises in a group in order to keep your heart rate up. You rest 30 seconds to a minute between, bang, right? Anybody who knows how to lift, you know you're doing supersets. There's a reason you're doing supersets. It's not because you fucking want to go la-di-da.
No.
You're not trying to go. You're fucking pushing it. You're trying to burn fat. You're trying to fucking get going. Now, I'll tell you, back up for a second. So when I first got there, I was like, I'm going to run. My knees are bad, but I've been running really slow, like 4.5 miles an hour, just like an old man, okay. Just really just, you know, to warm up 20 minutes, get myself sweating. That was my plan. I get in and I see there's a whole dope ass boxing area, sick boxing area. And I was like, oh shit, this is pretty dope. I was like, you know what, maybe I'll fucking do a little boxing warm up. Why not? I haven't put some gloves on in a minute, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I see there's a bin with gloves and there's like MMA gloves. So I put these MMA gloves on. I'm like, bum, 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 bum. I'm going, doggy. I'm feeling good.
There's looking around to see if anybody notices the sound of the bag.
There's a personal trainer inside of this area training some people, right? And I'm just fucking hitting the bag. I'm looking pretty good. It's been a minute, and I feel pretty good. I'm pouring sweat, feeling fucking great. Finish my warm-up. This is relevant, by the way. I put the gloves on. Okay. I finish my warm-up. Okay. Go over. Now I'm doing my superset. I'm doing just two exercises, legs, shoulders, right? Doing this press, going over, doing a fucking shoulder majigger, right? Check this shit out, okay? I'm in between two of my sets. I'm coming back from my shoulders back over to the leg press, and I see a personal trainer with an older woman taking my weights off the leg press machine, right? So I'm working there, right?
Sure.
So I said, I'm working there. Now, I'll say right now, my girlfriend says my tone is very shitty because this has happened a few times where somebody goes to unload my weights. I mean, without... I'm gone 30 seconds. So they haven't given any consideration to the fact that obviously somebody's working here. They're
just leave a bottle.
I had towels.
Okay.
I had towels right next to the machine. Obviously somebody's working there. It's also a personal trainer. He knows what the fuck's up.
Right.
So it's not a stupid person, right? It's a personal trainer with an old lady.
Well, he's got to sell this lady on a membership before she dies.
Right. So
keep the card running after.
So I'm working there. And he goes, do you mind if I work in? Do you mind if we work in with you? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, just so you know, I'm loading weight though, right?
Right.
Simple. I'm supersetting. I'm loading weight. This is etiquette.
You use in vernacular too, so he knows you know what's up.
I know what's up. He knows what's
lost.
Up. This is nothing.
I am lost. The reason me and Zach haven't said anything in 40 minutes.
Just you know, me and you, a couple gym guys talking gym stuff.
Doggy, no, this is, you're following me, right?
Yeah.
Zach, you used to lift, right? Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, right now, already, in my opinion, he's a personal trainer. There's a ton of equipment. There's so many different types of leg presses, variations. There's literally right in that row, there's five or six machines that will get an old lady a comparable result. We're not talking about, like, he needs this machine.
Yeah.
In my opinion, already he should go, I'm not going to ask to work in with my client and unload fucking six plates each time so I can start loading 25-pound plates for this woman. It just seems a little crazy that he would even do that.
Yeah.
But sure, it's his right. By the way, it's also your right in the gym to say, no, I don't want you to fucking work in with me.
Right.
Which I didn't do. I would never. I think that's a dick move.
Is that your right?
I think so.
I don't even know. I'm asking honestly. Like, with gyms, do they frown on you being like, no, actually, I'm here and
so
I have
when
a specific
I worked
thing
at the
I'm
gym...
doing.
I don't think that you have to give up a piece of equipment that you're working on to work in with somebody. No, I think you can take ownership over it if you want to. I think that it's poor etiquette. I don't think that is, you know.
It's not great for a communal
I think it's
space.
Kind of a shit. It's kind of a shitty move to say no.
Yeah, wait your fucking turn.
But, no, see, this is
but this is great. Outsider perspective, objective point of view.
I mean, it seems like that would be just everyday etiquette, you know?
Yeah, just wait your fucking turn.
Well, here's the thing, though. Sometimes it depends. If you have limited equipment, like Equinox did have limited equipment. There was one leg press machine. Like, you say work in. But also, leg press is such a specific thing where you're putting so much weight on it, and it's very specific to you. You don't want to have to load and unload. So I was like, sure.
Leg press is also a highly trafficked machine, especially since, like, the fucking butt glory days of Instagram.
Yeah.
Now, every fucking thick twat in America is jumping on that for 45 minutes and thinking they're going to be sculpted by the end of it.
So I'm like, fine. I was like, whatever. So what I do is like, at that point, I think I had like two 45 pound plates on it and I'm adding 25 pounds and then I'll take it off and then a 45. So I go to do my other set. He takes off all my plates, puts on these 25 pounds for her, these little ones. So I come back and he loads the plates back on for me.
That's
right.
Nice.
And I start loading my plate back on. And then I go back, and then they start talking shit, I guess. Like, the woman said that I was rude because I wasn't taking my plates off for them.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm supposed to take off my fuck, like all these heavy plates each time. Even though she's got a person that works there.
Right.
That literally it's his job. And they're interrupting my flow and interrupting my entire fucking
fuck
superset.
That. But in fairness, she's like, frankly, that boy should be lucky he's even allowed in this gym. Yes.
If this were an Equinox.
But so I guess that was the crux of the argument. I didn't even get weird with me and them. I guess my girl just heard them like. Kind of like
talking shit, yeah.
And she was like, "What's the etiquette?" And the guy's like, "Ah, oh, you just sort of ask, can I work in?" And then I just started like, me and my girl started arguing about this as well. Mm. Now, only because as this is all happening, the trainer that was in the cage in the boxing, you remember how I was boxing?
Yeah.
He comes up to me. He's like, "Yo, man, next time you want to use my shit, ask me." And I was like, "What?" So the gloves that I picked up were just, I guess, his gloves.
They weren't
communal gloves.
Oh, okay.
Right?
He brought his own basket.
But this is like, this is like 45 minutes before. Now he's coming up to me like, and I was like,
right.
Your own shit. I was like, how am I supposed to know it's your shit? They're gloves that are sitting in a bin.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, I'm just saying that. And he's kind of like ghetto about it.
Right.
And I was like, okay, this is like a whole. So I was like, maybe you should have words with the management here and let them know when they have somebody come in for the first time that there's certain equipment that's off limits and certain equipment that isn't off limits. So he's like, I don't got to talk to the manager. You go talk to the manager. I was like, cool, I will talk to the manager. And I started beeline to the manager. And then my girlfriend came and grabbed me. She's like, what are you doing? We just got kicked out of Equinox. What are you doing? And I was like, oh no. It's management. Bad management here. I'm telling you. I'm fucking waving my hands a lot. And then we left.
Does that guy work there?
Yes.
He works there.
Remember, it was a fucking personal trainer.
Yeah, I mean, at that point,
that's
dude,
crazy.
Why even get management involved when you can dehumanize him on the spot?
Yeah.
Why just be like, be gone, you fucking nothing?
Well,
like,
no.
Go take your gloves and shove off.
Black man.
And what is he going to do?
Beat my
nothing.
Ass.
He's going to do fucking nothing.
No, it was honest. No, but then what happened was we started walking away. I don't even know how we got here. It was just two guys that are like meatheads, like me and him.
Yeah.
But the time we even started walking over toward there, we had already started like apologizing to each other.
Okay.
It was like two gorillas just going like, and he's like, yo, man, I'm sorry. I shouldn't approach that way. I was like, you know what? You're right, man. I'm sorry. I should have asked you. I was like, I don't know. And we both sort of worked it out ourselves.
Yeah.
And then my girl came over and I was like, we worked it out like men. Just so you know, two men just worked out a thing because that's what men do. We work shit out. I can't walk around having people.
I work out my body and my mind. With other men.
That's what Lifetime is about.
Doggy, I can't walk. I have a hard time just letting little things like that go. Just a little thing. Like, I'm just like, no. Like,
this is our theme, though, dude. Yeah. This is our theme, and how we were brought up and where we grew up is the respect, the disrespect. Whenever it gets you, I don't know what it is, but that fucking trigger of just being like treated like a little kid and just dismissed.
No,
and
you're
off.
Back to there. Your mom smacking you in front of your friends. Whatever that
powerless
right. Fucking like you could finally fight back.
Yeah. And you're willing to at any moment.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Zippix for being a supporter of today's show. If you guys are trying to cut back on smoking or you can't smoke while you're at work, school, or wherever else, guess what? Zippix has you covered with their sublingual absorption toothpicks that are laced with nicotine, get you the buzz super quick. I'll tell you right now, these things are great. If you try, and I think use them to cut back. Either way, you should be trying to smoke less. This is a way better alternative.
Absolutely. It comes in 6 awesome flavors, and you can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke. There's no smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts, and Lou, they cost a ton less than cigarettes.
Goddamn right they do, and we're going to actually give you a discount. Just go to ZippixToothpicks.com. That is Zippix Toothpicks.com, and when you check out, use the promo code ASS10. You're going to save 10% off your entire order. Go check them out. They also have great energy toothpicks as well, which I love. So if you guys are just trying to not deal with all the empty calories from energy drinks, that's a great alternative as well. Just make sure you use that promo code ASS10. Okay, where were we?
Let's see, racist live chat, just build another gym in your rental property, says Jerk My Dong. Very funny. I do have a gym.
K-O-G.
I do have a gym in my rental property. Let's see, Aspersion Caster says Lewis would be dead if he lived in a place that allowed people to have guns. That is also true.
That's very
probably
true.
True.
Yeah, never moved to Florida.
No, yeah.
Because that's why you ever talk to Calta about those, like the road rage incidents or anything like that, where he's like, yeah, people flash pieces constantly.
I'm sure.
On the highway of Florida or Tampa or whatever.
Not?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm really glad I don't really have to ever deal with that. I remember one time, I've had 2 times people have pulled knives on me.
Mm.
One time, like, a little fucking lesbian just showed me a box cutter, and she was like, let's go.
That was her name.
The box cutter.
She was the little box cutter.
And you hired her. No.
And then another time, it was like a Puerto Rican kid in the Walgreens on 14th Street, right by NYU, you know, 14th Street, Union Square one.
Yeah.
I was in there. I don't remember exactly what happened. It was just simply two Puerto Ricans just bumping shoulders, which happens.
Yeah.
And that is the cause of that is the cause of violence in so many cities in the world.
Just confused.
Or just like making eye contact. I've talked about that a lot. Like where you're just like, you're on the train, then you're like making eye contact with a guy and he's looking at you and then you turn away and he's still staring. You look, now you're going, all right, well, now we're going to stare at each other.
Right.
Now one person's going to die, maybe. It's going to end so badly just because you guys gaze in each other's eyes.
Yeah.
With a cute chick, it would be a story how you fell in love. But a Puerto Rican man, it's how you were murdered.
Yeah.
It's a very, very different thing.
It's kind of amazing how, like, the parallels of the animal kingdom to, like, human behavior just in that moment of just like, all right, there's now nothing we can do. We are locked eyes, and this is only going to result in conflict.
It's crazy. But, yeah, there's a Puerto Rican guy. We bumped shoulders in Walgreens. And I was like, I don't remember what the shit talking was, but it was like, what up, papa? Get out of my way, homie. Or some shit like that. We were like, that's both of us. And then he just fucking lifted up his shirt and he fucking pulled out a little blade went, and just showed it. And I was like, fuck, this is how my dad.
Wow, it's true.
Whoa, no way.
I've never seen a stereotype live in the open this much.
And that was it. But nobody's ever pulled a gun on me except for cops.
I've had a knife put to my throat.
Ooh.
Yeah, this kid that I was friends with in growing up, he was like the kid from the Bronx that moved to the suburbs that everybody immediately gave street credibility, no matter what his background was.
I mean, he did hold a knife to your neck, so
it turns out
street cred.
It turns out he was the only real one. There's a bunch of other kids that, you know, their parents are off the boat Irish. They moved to the Bronx and they then go out to the suburbs and they're just normal, soft kids.
Yeah.
But this kid, father's a cop, has been on the streets his entire life, pulled knives, guns, fights. This kid cleared fucking rooms fist fight wise. And I remember I just started doing comedy. I told some stillborn joke that was terrible and I put it up on YouTube and he saw it. And I was hanging out with him or around him one time and he walked me around my friend's backyard, literally took me for a walk along the fence. And at the end of it, he turned me around, put a knife to my throat and just goes, I had a stillborn baby. I don't appreciate you writing that joke about me. Whoa. And I go, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did. There's no way.
He's like,
for
look,
me to know.
We all assumed.
And he just like, he was like, at the end, he put it, like, I felt the blade to my neck, which is still like the scariest moment of my life. And I was just like, you know, I didn't know, right, man? And I wouldn't write that about you. And it was just a thing. And he literally switched from, oh, all right. And then
he
just like
know.
Put the knife in his pocket and was like,
yeesh.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And just kept walking. And I was like, that's the type of person who could kill somebody because they have just no rational ability to, you know, level off their emotions.
If you get there, he probably has done some crazy shit.
He's been in jail a lot. Yeah.
Is there anything good that happens when someone goes, let's go for a walk? Does anything good ever happen?
Steve Jobs used to go for walks with all of his business partners.
Yeah. That's why he wore New Balances.
Yeah. He loved to go for a nice walk. Well, you know, it was pretty good for a while for him, so.
Yeah, turtlenecks, I guess.
Yeah. I'm planning a vacation right now with my girlfriend, and she's leaving on Tuesday for a month, or leaving on Wednesday for a month.
Damn.
She's going back on tour.
She's going to Dubai?
No, she's going all over Europe.
Nice.
She's going to, like, Spain and fucking... Like, I saw, like, the list of where she's going. It's like every party city in Europe. I'm like...
Yeah, she's going to Club.
She's going to Ibiza. She is. It's like, you know, because people in Europe that like Latino music are fucking hand jobs. Imagine you're just Swedish and you're like fucking liking in Latino music. How crazy is that?
Is she a singer?
No, she's a dancer. She's a background dancer for like a world renowned.
No shit.
Like Latin recording artist.
Ooh.
Mark Anthony?
No.
Maluma.
Oh.
Yeah, who's... I mean, I didn't really know who he was before.
Are you into him now?
He's good. He's fucking talented.
Yeah. Have you given him the talk, like, about taking your girlfriend
on
tour?
So you go, let's go for a walk.
No, No. I mean, I'm not worried about that, dude. I mean, fucking, he's got a girlfriend. He's fucking, I'm not, I mean, they do dance very provocatively together, though. I will say that much right now.
Yeah.
It's a lot of very, like
close faces.
Yeah, the choreography is, like, a lot of, like, he just grabs her and she has to, like, exude, I want to suck your cock off your body in front of all these fans.
Yeah.
That's like the energy that she has to give in that moment. So, yeah.
And the only way to keep that up is to actually not fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if yeah, you're attention. Fucking, it almost Thank ruins
you.
It.
Thank yes. you, Mike. You're yeah. my friend.
Yeah. Dude, I'm helping you out.
but we're planning. So I'm meeting her at the end of the European tour, and we're meeting up in Greece.
Ooh.
And I'm very excited. Never been to Greece before. Went to Italy last year with James. It should be fucking dope.
Yeah.
But we're, like, planning the trip now. And I made the mistake of planning it with her instead of planning it like as like, oh, look, I booked us a hotel, like, which is what I've always done in the past, because you can look for a fucking hot deal on Expedia when you don't have your girl looking yeah, over exactly. your shoulder. You could fucking you know, price it lowest to highest. Uh-huh. Like, now I'm going priced on star ratings, and I'm like,
you don't want
fuck
her senior tricks.
Yeah. And then, like, I looked at one that was like reasonably priced. And she just wasn't impressed. She was like, she's like, what about this one? And this one was twice as expensive. And I was like, oh, yeah, this would be great. I would act, you're right. This is way better. So that's the lesson of the day, guys, is if you're planning a vacation, don't plan it with your fucking chick.
Yeah.
And where is she? Since she's technically working for the month, so she's going to be flush with funds. Are you guys splitting the trip, or is this something that you're paying for?
Splitting the trip, Cameron.
I don't know.
Come
I thought,
on.
I thought you guys were in a serious relationship. I didn't
realize
we are
in a serious relationship.
No,
we don't split the trip.
No. You don't split it.
No. I'm meeting her there. I would say I'm splitting it in the sense that she's already going to be in Europe and I don't have to buy her flight there.
That's nice.
That's a good little.
So she's covering her flight. Or Lamuma.
Lamuma.
Is that
LaBamba.
His name?
LaBamba is covering her flight.
Yeah.
So take that, LaBamba.
Yeah, that's exciting.
She's going to have to work it off, though. Fuck, dude. Nothing in life is free. Oh, shit.
Where are you guys going? Because I know you also, I saw your stories and you're asking about certain places.
Mykonos?
I don't know anything.
Well, then you're like, oh, it turns out during tourist season, the stuff is pretty expensive.
Well, no, it wasn't.
Greece was cheap as fuck.
It wasn't the expensive part. It's going to be expensive no matter where you go, right? So it's that it's extremely busy.
Mm. Wasn't Greece broke? As a country?
Yeah, their economy.
Probably. I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, it's like.
Still tourists.
It's like everyone in Europe goes to fucking, like, you wanna, like, it's ridiculous. We're staying 3 nights in Santorini and then 3 nights Ooh. In Paros. Mm-hmm.
Did you ask Feeney, speaking of Santorini?
I'm gonna see the Eiffel Tower. Come on, Zach, make fun of me. I'm done, remember? I'm going to Paros.
Why don't you come to my fucking neighborhood and get all the Greeks you want in Astoria?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Eiffel Tower? I did that with Lumumba and his friends.
There it is.
Lumumba.
Oh, yeah.
Doggy. No, we're staying in Santorini for 3 nights, and Mykonos is like the...
I just said a Greek city I knew.
Yeah, but that's the other popular. So people very often pair up Santorini and Mykonos, but Mykonos is like a very big, like, party, like, over-the-top, like...
Sounds perfect for your girl.
Not my shit. Not her shit, really. We're not, like, partiers. Like, we like to fucking...
She just did that for a full month anyway at that point.
Yeah.
Not really. They work. Like, she travels all over, but they have shows until fucking midnight or 1 a.m. every night, and then they go to sleep and have to get up at 6 and travel to the next city. So it's not like she gets to, like... She doesn't get to really enjoy Europe the way that you would think.
Can we hear some of Maluma?
Sure, we could hear some Maluma.
I was curious.
I would love to hear Maluma.
Or see what the choreography
is. He's a handsome guy, I think.
Really?
No, we don't have to pull her up specifically.
No, I just wanted to see the dance routine.
But you started showing her.
Yeah, it's not a secret. It was, you know, it was, you know, I'm not going to, like, hide my girlfriend, but, you know, I'm not going to put her on the show like that.
I hear you. I already would have changed the channel.
So he's Spanish T-Pain.
Yeah.
Scared to play too much.
Dude, he sounds hot, dude.
Yeah, he sounds
hot. Paloma, he's a good looking guy.
Here's the this
Nurse
is
Paloma. Oh my god, are you kidding me, dude?
God.
Yeah, dude, he looks like the lead in that 365 Days movie on Netflix.
Dude, he looks like the second in command to a cartel. Like, he's going to take over for his father, and he's just plotting. He's gorgeous.
You are so relaxed right now.
Yeah.
I bet when he's hard, his dick touches that tummy tattoo.
That's great.
I love him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got 10 dancers. You can pick and choose. Yeah. The numbers are in my favor. All he's got to do is not choose my girl, and then we're good, dude. And you know, simple as that. No, I completely trust her. I honestly, like, I've never trusted a girl more than I trust this shit. She's fucking like legit, like loyal as a motherfucker. Yeah, they're there in the racist live chat, just posting photos of her leaning on him. Ah, Maluma. There he is. Look at him.
Man, Lumumba's a fucking
He looks like
fucking. Dude.
He looks like.
Jesus Christ.
Look at this guy.
He looks like fucking the real Aquaman.
Aquaman.
He looks like. Aqua.
Hell yeah.
I see Aquaman.
That is incredible.
Aquaman. I am Aquaman.
You look thirsty.
I can speak to the bacalao. we're meeting. So we were going to do Mykonos, but it's like too far. Like, I'm at a party vibe. So we're doing 3 nights in Santorini. Fucking cave, fucking the hotel is like a carved out cave, like, you know, hot tub on the balcony overlooking the caldera, sunset, like, I mean, fucking ridiculous. And then we're going to go spend like 3 nights on the beach in Paros and fucking just chill and eat some good food. And that's that. I'm pumped.
Nice.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Not cheap.
But I'm not letting her. We booked the place in Ia, which is Santorini. She's not. I'm booking Paros by myself. I'm like, no, babe, I got. I know what you want now.
Okay, I get the
hot deal. Cheaphotels.com. Let's go.
Stay in a hostel. Say it's an adventure.
No, stop it.
Fuck that.
She's singing with a hostel Puerto Rican in a hostel. Yeah, it's not good. All right, so a cop fired after hitting handcuffed female in the face after she spit at him. Let's see this.
Tolerating that I can't walk down the street. Hey, fucking give it back to me, you fucking piece of shit.
It has to go with your property.
Hey, I can have it. Why can't I have a piece of paper?
They have policies here.
Then fucking take my pants off too.
Pause it.
I just want to give you some piece of information. She started freaking out when she had a piece of paper in her hand and he just grabbed it from her, and she just wants whatever that piece of paper is back.
Yeah.
She was also brought in because she was found wandering in traffic talking to herself.
It is funny though, because this is like, this is just classic. No reason escalation is like, that's like what a kid would do to their brother while they're getting in trouble. It's like, just take something and just be like, fuck you, let's see what happens. And she just, she gets lit.
What's
up
on that
I love
paper though? Acid.
Take my shirt off. Give me my Angelia. Piece of paper. Angelia. Why can't I have it?
Hey,
fucking piece of shit. Why can't I have the paper, you piece of shit?
Angelia.
Fucking enjoy the Fifth Element. Hey. You wouldn't even know.
Angelia.
She's dropping deep cut movie references. Enjoy the Fifth Element. You wouldn't even know it.
I will not tolerate that.
And these fuckers fucking come up.
You can calm yourself down. I will
put handcuffs on me, as you see. They fucking took a piece of paper right out of my hands, bitch. Fuck you, too. Fucking can't even fucking took a piece of paper right out of my
hand. Oh, my God. Punch her already.
I mean, no.
It's, pause this. It's not even a better spin. All right. So here's the thing. Ready? This bitch at this point, she's like, she's just a lot.
Yeah.
Right? You need to put her down. She needs to fucking stop. She's a crackhead. This is a heroin addict junkie bitch. She's out of control. Okay. If a girl spits in my face.
Oof.
If she's cute.
You're in.
I'm down like a motherfucker. I've had fucking... Let me not.
Yeah.
Let me not.
You never had a girl spit directly in your mouth and give you a fucking smackarooski? Woo!
Like, intentionally? Like, during a good time? Or just for fun?
In the fucking in the champagne room in a strip club. For a good time, obviously. Obviously.
I feel like police...
Did you just drink Yoo-Hoo?
He should be outfitted.
The beginning of the shift, huh?
Yeah, that's a perfect spot for like a blow dart or something. Yeah. Maybe not a punch, but just a just shut the
fucking,
fuck up.
She's crazy, dude. Let's see.
That's why
I
fucking
did.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
This will go a lot smoother.
Fucking
if you
don't
here it comes.
Me. Really? You fucking handcuffed me, you ass white fucking bitch. Fucking give me my paper back.
This was me at Equinox.
Can you speak to
I like her.
If you don't like him?
dulcet.
Ooh. Oh, that was not, it's so fucking nothing.
See what he does? Back off. Fucking hits me. Fucking all hits right. me. I want fucking video of right. that. I want fucking video hey, of that.
Just sit down.
I want fucking video of that. That asswipe. I want video of
dude,
that.
Dude, asswipe is a hilarious.
That's her go-to. That's her go-to.
So funny. Nobody says you're an asswipe.
I know. She's great.
It's a yeah, good
she
one.
She kind of rules,
got some
dude.
Good old school 90s.
Can we, Shannon, can you please do me a favor? Try to get her on the podcast.
I bet she'd do it.
Can you just fucking produce? Can we do it? Just get her on the pod. I will
so
zoom
that dude
her
got
in.
Fired for that? That? He didn't even hit her. It was like I moved her mouth to the side. That was fucking weak, dude. Hold
on. Hey, Big J, you're on the Real Ass Podcast.
Add him to the thumbnail.
Jason?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the Real Ass Podcast.
Oh, am I the 15th caller? What's your phrase of pay? Real Ass through the week.
I'll call you back in like 45 minutes.
Okay.
All right, peace. Yeah, that bitch, you know, he also gave her a little fucking love tap. That really wasn't
anything. That was nothing.
That was like very much reflective? Reflectionary.
Reactionary.
No, not reflectionary. Okay. That was a reflectionary move.
Yeah, like when they hit her knee with the hammer.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, dude.
Reflexive.
Reflexive. She spit on his chest as well. It wasn't as bad as the face. Could you get a crackhead spitting in your fucking orifices? I'm freaking the fuck out.
Knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, knee-jerk. Well...
kinda.
Well, is that where knee jerk comes from? Hold on.
Holy
is
shit.
Is that where that comes
holy
from?
Holy shit.
Are you both fucking retarded?
Yes. Yeah, because apparently. I never thought of that.
Yeah, you know, me neither. I never put the two together.
Not once ever.
That's crazy.
Not once ever. That's no, crazy. Is that
holy shit. Word.
You know, hold on. I think Cannon.
Of course it's the knee jerk. Of course it's fucking hit it and it's involuntary. No. Of course.
It's one of those things you don't think about. You just go, that's the thing.
Cannon never thought about this and he's pretending to be smarter than me. No.
That's something I would do.
Yes. Is this even that comes from medicine where the jerking motion the knee went tap. Fuck off.
Yeah. Of course. I've had so much fucking knee shit done. Of course I know this. Of course. This is the only thing I know.
The patellar. What is
it? But here's why it wasn't. Where part of it was because it looked like he wanted to take back his punch as soon as he threw it.
Yeah.
But he did say, I'm gonna fight back. So he gave himself time to think. But
tell her the hotel in Paris costs $1,000 a night.
Forget it. Why am I trying to actually break this down?
I asked for an
such
hour
a fucking loser. Yeah,
knee-jerk reaction.
I feel like that was barely a punch as much as it was exactly. Like, hey, if I really wanted to punch you, I would have fucked you up.
So he got canned?
He got canned. He didn't even wind up. It was like a fucking little fucking one-inch punch, dude.
Can't take any
but
liberties.
Both. But it's like, so let's listen to also,
wait,
is that
looking at them?
Is that a cop that's also talking to her over there, or is that the nurse?
It looks like a young Maluma.
Because
no, it's another cop because it's their body cam.
Okay, no, yeah. Not coming from the cops. So see the person to the left as well. Are there three persons?
No.
Because the nurse also is fucking escalating the situation.
Absolutely.
She's constantly being like, shut up, like, calm down.
He's
you're being unreasonable. And it's like, just let this lady scream her way out.
Look, watch, look how little time there is. Spit, watch, count, watch.
Can you speak to me then? Watch the hesitation in the punch, though.
There she's getting
spit, one, two, within 2 seconds. Not even. 1 second, it went. Boom. I would see that
ready.
And I would go, he didn't think about anything there. This was a crazy crackhead who was yelping and yelling, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Shannon, what?
One thing, though, is before when he says, don't kick me, and she starts talking more shit, he says, if you kick me, then I'll fight back.
Yeah.
So that's he's what prepared to do something.
That's what fucks him.
He fucked up.
Well, and you can
she
see.
She was trying to position to kick him in the balls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's no, she was getting up in the seat because she was trying to kick him in the dick.
She deserves worse than what she got.
You can't. She's handcuffed.
Yeah.
If she
was
able to hold up a guard, I'd be like, you know what, dude? Fucking let him have
it. You know what, dude? That fucking psychopath, he could have grabbed the paddles and went clear. He killed her. Like, you know what?
Yeah, dude. I don't really, I mean, like, you feel bad for the guy because he's also like a young, like, was he a real cop?
Yeah, that was like his first day on the job.
Yeah, he was a real cop.
Because he doesn't really, he looked like a skinny, like, dweeby, like, almost young, like,
mall
kid.
Cop.
Yeah, like, almost like one, like a traffic cop or, like, one of the meter maids.
It was green.
But I'm telling you, rewind the punch, because you can see it comes hot out of the gate, but then he almost slows right before her face.
He didn't
in
try
a
to hurt
moment.
Her. Why can't we give him credit for not fucking
lighting her up?
He could have lit her the fuck up. Taser. He gave her a little paparooski.
Yeah.
And that happens. And she to the point where she goes, see what he did?
She's she tried to get that hurt. To happen.
She's trying, trying to get this guy to fucking...
But she won. That's the thing, is she won. She this psycho outwitted this guy.
She'll probably sue him.
She'll win, because but this crackhead outsmarted this fucking dipshit.
They're a clever bunch.
With a badge. Like, that's what happened. This guy couldn't fucking handle his own size.
I got a question, though. So if we're supposedly... If it's not cancel culture, this thing they say consequence culture.
Consequent.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice.
And so if on the other end of it now, your speech and your actions have consequences when it's offensive, if you have consequences, yes, if you spit at a cop, you're probably going to get a fucking sock in the jaw.
Yeah. Consequence.
Consequence culture.
But the jail is consequence enough. But it is like, it is insane. Like, in the moment, it's hard where it's like, unless you have robot cops that react completely by the book, it's hard to take human emotion out of that because it is true. It's like if you're being badgered and stuff and your brain is all over the map and then this person spits at you twice and you're just like, you don't even, that's just what your hand does.
Goddamn cameras.
Fuck true, honestly, because nobody, if that just wasn't on camera with her, like, all right, dude, it's a fucking crazy crackhead who kicked you in the balls and spit at you. Yeah. Should have given her another one, to be honest.
My sister spit in my face when I was 9 years old, and I punched her in the face and almost killed her.
Yeah, dude.
Because I punched her, and she stumbled back. We had a high ranch, so those are the houses where, like, you enter, and there's stairs up, and then there's stairs down, and there's a railing around, you know, protecting
split
your
level,
living room.
Split level.
Yeah. So I punched my sister, and she, like, fell back, and then, like, went over the rail, and I grabbed her before she fucking fell over the rail. I don't know if she would have, but I just grabbed her.
It was like this diehard.
Dude, it's terrifying.
The cliffhanger.
I grab her. She slips out like the raccoon in Ace Ventura 2.
Yeah, dude. When I was playing fucking junior hockey, a kid spit in my face. I fucking slashed him right to the head.
Yeah.
It's gut reaction. Like, that's a bad. Yeah. I got the worst of it.
Yeah.
I got a fucking 10-minute major in a game of misconduct.
It's also like bio warfare. That lady especially is spitting hot Hep C right in his face.
Well, yeah, I mean,
face.
I remember when me and Jake Flores got into that thing and I allegedly spit directly in his face. It was right before the pandemic. It was, I mean, weeks before COVID fucking hit.
Yeah. Some say that's how it started.
But yeah, if you're going to spit, I mean, it's essentially, I understand why it's assault. Like, at the time, I didn't realize that that's technically assault.
It's gross.
It's just fucking, it's also just like, I think so little of you, I'm about to fucking hawk one right in your
face.
Liquid from the bowels of my body.
Super disrespectful.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah. You can't spit in somebody's face unless you're willing to fucking throw hands deep and hard.
Sure.
The expectation of spitting in somebody's face is they're going to start wildly swinging in your fucking face, right? If you don't do that, you're a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Imagine just letting somebody spit in your face and walking away and crying about it on Twitter.
I've seen that.
I've
seen that in bar fights. Woo! In Nyack, New York, one giant motherfucking dude spit in this kid I knew. I'm not friends with him, but I knew him. His smaller guy, like probably like 5'8", just spit in his face, and the guy left the bar. He just walked out and left the bar. Yeah. There's nothing he could do about it.
Could do. Oof. That's it.
Yamahama.
No, Maluma.
Oh, Maluma. Sorry.
Lamumba.
Yamabamba. Yumba Lamalamba. So let's see. There was a big brawl that broke out after the Mayweather and Gotti fight. But this is, who was this?
Years ago?
John Gotti? No, not Arturo Gotti. This is John Gotti the III. Yes,
what?
Don't laugh in my face, you fucking you condescending dick. John Gotti the III. Is this John, like, related to the John Gotti?
I don't know. Hold on.
Shannon, you did no research on this.
I didn't learn about the fight.
Probably around third tracks, time-wise.
I mean, is he like John Gotti's grandson?
He is one of the 6 children born to John A. Gotti. Yes.
Wow.
He lost a son.
Wow. So this is fucking... So I'm assuming
Mayweather fought him?
Yeah, so Floyd Mayweather just does exhibitions now. He's like, I can make $20, $30, $50 million every time I step into the cage against people who have... no chance of beating me.
That's crazy.
Like, and he just does it. He does all over the world.
And they're not even.
You'll hear about it. No, they don't even promote it. You'll hear about it. Like, oh yeah,
Mayweather fought some fucking Japanese chick at 2 o'clock in the morning last night. She's the number one pro wrestler in new wrestling Japan, and like
he didn't even marry her first.
Dude, she some bitch comes out dressed like a dragon, and Mayweather just bops her in the fucking head. It's wild. And he's like, "Oh, he made $30 million. Crazy." So that's happening all the time. You'll just hear about it randomly, and I guess this happened. I just heard about it when like.
In his defense, it's not like he can read the contract for who he's fighting.
But he's doing this because all of his, I don't know, I watch a lot of 50 Cent propaganda, and he's explained Mayweather is going broke, but he's more or less doing all these fights to pay off tax bills from previous fights.
I'm sure.
So he's just constantly playing
catch-up. Oh, yeah, welcome to my future. not me taking exhibition fights to pay off my taxes.
Lewis versus Gotti the Eighth?
Doggy, please. Anybody, let's go. I'm cheap. So Shannon, first of all, can I see some highlights of the actual fight itself? And then there was a brawl afterwards, apparently. And I want to see that as well.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
That's crazy that he's like, he's doing that and not fight. Like, why wouldn't he just fight Jake Paul?
Because his legacy's done. He fought his brother. He fought Logan Paul.
Right.
You know? And he probably will fight Jake Paul. They'll probably do it. Yeah. Jake's trying to be a real boxer, though, right?
So is he trying to be a real fighter? Like, is he actually going to transition to UFC or some sort of MMA?
Think
so.
I don't think there's any reason to. Why would you? It's such a higher, it's such a higher level of training, which you have
skill
to put your body through. Like, I mean, so much more for not as much money. The reality is, it's if he went to the UFC, they're not paying him as much as he makes boxing.
Yeah.
No way. Not going to happen. He can co-promote something maybe, but MMA, it just, whatever it is, it just doesn't resonate like the same way that boxing resonates with like the masses. Like I think it's a way better sport.
It's history. Like it'll continue as long as the sport goes, and it's actually deeply ingrained in the culture of America. But like boxing has been around truly since we were like an infant country, and they're setting up fucking bare knuckle rings in the middle of New York City during the summertime, and they're doing 50 round fights.
Yeah.
Like that's how long boxing's been going on.
It's
here.
True.
It's wild.
It's a fucking it's such a cultured history.
And it's also they would do it for real. Know, like that.
He got knocked out in the 48th. Like that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
The old time when wrestling was still like legit.
Yeah.
They would have a man be like, "Hey, we had to call it after a day." And I mean the 24 hours.
That's right. Fucking nuts.
Like it would be like that kind of shit. Like they brought it over from England.
Yeah.
And then that's when somebody's like, you know, we should kind of work with each other here and make a finish so that people can go home.
That's why they started tying knives to roosters for cockfights. When we were in Bali, we saw cockfights, and they said they didn't used to tie the blades to them. They just let them bludgeon each other to death, and those would take 40 to 50 minutes.
Right.
And now the fights are over within seconds.
Nice. Where do they put the knife on their beaks?
No, they tie the knives to their like ankle.
What? And,
razor blades.
Dude,
yeah.
I am behind on my.
It's fucking. It's gnarly. They said it was more like of a humane thing, but the first cockfight I saw, two giant ass roosters jumped into each other, and they both died. They both just dropped dead immediately.
Well, that one rooster did write a joke about the other rooster's dead baby.
Yeah,
it's true. So Shannon, let me see this.
To showboat. I'm gonna go on a limb and say that's not a Gotti descendant. The other guy,
also,
could be canned.
Yeah, this is it, right?
Yeah. This is the least in shape I've ever seen Floyd too.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be in shape.
He looks like Kevin Hart
now. He looks a lot lighter.
Yeah.
So this guy is a fighter.
Actually, yeah.
Then.
Now he looks white. Yeah. He looked black in the other photo.
Yeah, I mean everyone who he fights is like, you know, for the most part, they can fight to a certain degree.
Right.
But, you know, it's just like paydays. It's just exhibitions.
It's crazy.
All right, so what happened afterwards, Shannon?
Okay, so the ref ended the fight after the fifth round. And they said that they had to keep warning Gotti for holding several times. And so after the ref calls the fight, this is what happens.
Why did they call the fight? For holding?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Oh, so Gotti started swinging on him.
And he got rocked.
The homies are in there.
Uh-oh. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
It was the same mistake Big Show made when he fought him.
Oh, my God.
You can't get the homies involved.
Look at the fat guy with the red hat.
So that was it? That's the brawl?
Yeah. There were also like other fights that happened in the arena. Here's another clip from TikTok.
Where was this? I'll check it out.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the Italians and the blacks, historically.
They are unruly.
Oh. It's like Newark in 68. Yeah.
The following contest will be held under Brighton Beach rules.
Damn.
Oh, this
shit.
Is a good fight.
Damn.
This is a good fight.
The undercard was much better.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. I mean, Seton Smith got in the middle. Yeah. That wild.
That tall guy got fucking rocked like 8 times.
Oh, you got him in a guillotine?
Oh, Vecchione just got killed.
Solid. Solid fights, boys.
That is good.
Solid fights, boys.
There's only one guy.
Is that Jokic?
Oh, dude, you really, I thought I loved when a white guy is just willing to fight with a black guy, though.
Yeah. I think that's Nikola Jokic's brother.
If I was a white guy, I would be running as fast as I could in the opposite direction.
Dude, that guy doesn't,
that doesn't help either.
Oh, I would need him in the butt. You need him right in the butt.
Oh, shit. Man, there is zero security involvement.
I think that was security.
Oh, yeah, really? I think so, too.
All the ones in black T-shirts were security.
Well,
all
right, Zach.
Was that in America?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea.
Damn.
Yeah, where was it?
It was in Florida.
Sounds about right. No. Sounds about right.
Also, after the fight, one of Gotti's sisters tweeted at Floyd Mayweather and said, your daughter...
How Italian is this? The sister got involved.
She says, your daughter was ran through by an animal with 12 different baby mamas. Your little circus animal. You're all a pack of zoo animals.
Whoa.
I swear Julia? My kids...
Wait, continue, Shannon.
I swear on my kids, I'm coming for your daughter. It may be 2 years, 3 years, but from now, but I'm coming, cunt.
Damn. He's a real ass dude. I'm coming, cunt. Bad attitude. One might feel he's rude.
He's a real ass dude. Wow. Can I see her? Is she hot?
Mm.
No.
She's not hot?
No way. Let's see the Gotti's.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
I bet you she's pretty good.
I think so. If this is
they got
her.
Money. They got money. They're a famous family.
Yeah. But
the, right? Didn't the they have growing up, Gotti was like a fucking thing.
Oh,
TV yeah. show for a while, right?
I'm not sure that this is her. I'm scared to show it to you. Here's a picture that came up with her name. Hold on.
Just try.
Let me share that.
Oh. Yes. Yes. Very toy.
Yuck.
Are you kidding me? No, that's not her.
She looks like a memory foam doll.
No, she's yeah, toy. What are you talking about? Shut up. Shut up, Cannon, you fucking homosexual. There's no problem with her. I mean, sure, she's got like big fake titties.
Yeah.
I'm not really into that.
I'm not into just like tits that just look like balls.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oops. I don't love it. But they're fun. When you do play with them, when you play with big fake titties, when you finally get them,
yeah,
they're a ton of fun.
Oh, yeah.
They're just not, from a, like if I'm observing them, if there's a chick with like an OnlyFans or a porn chick and she's got big fake tits, I'm like,
nah.
Don't give a fuck at all. But the times that I've hooked up with girls that have had some big fake titties, every time I'm like, this is hilarious. You just like did this for me. Like, there's no other reason. Like, don't tell me this is for you. You just created this for the fun of the male race.
Yeah.
And it's great. I have no problem with it. Shannon, do we know that's her or no?
I can't tell for sure. On her Instagram is private, but this is the main picture it shows.
Oh, yeah, that's her.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like her.
Yeah. Man, it's weird to see just the homogenization of women. They all look the exact same. Like, every hot chick on Instagram has that same face.
It's just a Kardashian thing.
Yeah, it's just contour makeup and getting your fucking nose carved up.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. But it's pretty good looking.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying everybody looks the same.
I like a natural. Like, give me a. I like all American look, you know?
You like a plain Jane.
Not plain, but like that too done up is just off-putting to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Natural beauty.
Yeah, I like also like if I'm hooking up with a chick, I don't like.
I like a Maluma backup dancer.
Very often what I want to do if I'm hooking up with a girl like is like, you know, I would like to lick her face.
Yeah, right.
And whilst doing that if she's wearing too much makeup.
Correct.
It tastes all weird. It's all fucking like, you know.
100%. Too much makeup's
I don't need that. I need, I need to fucking, if I get to it, I'll lick her
less
fucking eyeball, doggy.
Less
and I don't
more.
Need to fucking, I don't need makeup getting in my mouth.
Yeah.
The less makeup, the better.
Yes.
Big saliva guy, huh?
Yeah, I love to lick.
Yeah.
And after that zoo animal tweet, she doesn't need makeup in my eyes, buddy. That's a woman pure of heart. Yeah.
I mean, is there a more Italian tweet on her?
No, absolutely not.
What does Mayweather's daughter look like now?
Hold on.
How old is she?
He has no idea.
How old is Mayweather's daughter? I didn't even know he had a daughter. You got to figure all these... all these kids are, they grow, like Johnny Depp's daughter is in a new TV show.
Yeah, it's
but
more
especially
or less a porn.
Athlete
really?
Daughters.
It's good. There's a lot of like, if you are, so I went through a period where I was just not into porn, like it was just too much.
Yeah.
So I would watch a lot of like TV show sex scenes, you know, that got me there. Shameless, Emmy Rossum, get out of here.
Yes.
This show in particular is very.
Does Johnny
like,
Depp's daughter take a load on this show?
She does.
On
she
the
has
face,
a,
right?
Yeah, hot facial.
And they
load.
Show it.
Really?
I don't think they show. So I've only like I go to Celeb Jihad and like catch the highlights. That's what I do.
Please, let's see her taking a load on her face right now. I don't even know who this bitch is. Really, I never heard of her until this show.
She's been a model for a while. Her mother was a French model that was like Johnny Depp's partner before he met Amber Heard and started dating her. So she looks exactly like her mom. She's smoking hot.
She's pretty hot. Yeah, she's pretty cute.
But to your point, athlete daughters can go one of two ways.
Oh, yeah.
Either real rugged
or Marla Hooch.
Like Gretzky's, but like Gretzky's daughter. You ever seen Wayne Gretzky's daughter?
Paulina.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Smoke show.
You ever seen Brock Lesnar's daughter?
No.
You ever seen Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It can go one or two ways. You either get like the real athletic hot or just the fucking carbon copy of dad.
She's married to, I think, Dustin Johnson.
Golfer,
right?
Yeah.
Shannon.
I have Wayne Gretzky's daughter real quick.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yeah.
A little too much makeup, though. I'll give you that.
No, it's the same thing. It's like, it's all,
now, you bring up Brock Lesnar's daughter's volleyball picture.
It's just the thing from Fantastic Four.
Dude.
Okay, got it. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Gee, oh, there's another one of her that's even more like him. Yep, the top right.
No.
There she is.
She seems like a wonderful young lady.
Yeah, she seems like a nice girl.
I've still fucked worse.
Oh, absolutely.
100%, dude. Yeah.
I would have to fuck her Paul Heyman friend.
Can we get that load,
dude,
please, Shannon?
You know who she looks like?
Oh, this is Mayweather's daughter?
Okay.
Also, there was some issue where she was charged with stabbing somebody or something. She's 21.
What? Yeah. Violence?
Nice.
That doesn't mugshotty.
But Brock Lesnar's daughter looks like Gary Busey's son in the movie Contact.
He doesn't belong there. He doesn't belong there.
Yes.
Shannon, do we have that load?
I'm still looking for that one.
Yeah. Or let's pull her up naked for the love of God.
CelebJihad.com. Just look up her name.
For the love of fucking Christ.
Yeah.
I do not know how to fucking pull up naked bitches anymore.
I searched 57 things in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we did go on a tear of things asking you to look at Shannon.
Well, I mean, the first of them was Johnny Depp's daughter with a load in her face. I'm trying to
prioritize.
Trying to give the fans what they want, dude. What is the show called? Idol?
Idol, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it any good?
No, it's actually. I think it premiered at like Cannes or something like that, one film festival, and it got booed instead of how everybody gets like a 9-minute standing ovation.
Oh, that's a load, all right.
Pretty cool. Oh,
that's not from the show. That's from.
No, I think that's from the show.
Oh, really?
That's from the show?
Yeah.
Oh, it's supposed to be she got like things that were
leaked or something.
She was fapping.
Oh, gotcha.
I think so.
That was the storyline.
Oh, yeah, nice titties. I like a nice, I like nice small
perkies.
Titties like that, dude. That's fucking.
Me too. It's my style.
Yeah, the boys are at attention.
Yeah.
Standard salute.
Little perfect
all
nippies.
She's good. No,
get out of here.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's a smoke show. She's just naked like this all over the... Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's how I turn off the alarm.
This is the show. This is the show's blocking. It's like, make sure the star of your asshole is facing directly into the camera.
Keys in the racist live chat says she's butt ugly.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean,
I could I could see why people think that. She's got a lot of bones in her face.
Ugly.
Yeah.
You know?
She could use one more, huh? They're all zoo animals.
She's pretty toy. I'll say. All right. So what is this busty influencer that was arrested for a string of bank robberies, Shannon? Who is this bitch?
So here's what she looks like. She is a Brazilian Instagram model or TikTok model. She's not on Instagram. And her boyfriend were caught hanging out by banks and ATMs and robbing people. I'll show you. Let's see. Here's another one. And then I have her TikTok.
Hey, she's fucking...
1995 tattoo on the stomach.
I fucking dig it. That was the year she was born.
Yeah.
She's a remember. Oh, God. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I mean, look, she's also, once again, like a type. But if you meet this bitch at a bar, you're like, okay, she's hot.
Of course.
The problem is when you have TV now and filters and everything, like, women look so good that it's like, if like, when you see them on a screen now and they're not, like, perfect, like, you're like, ah, she's kind of fat, whatever. I see this, and it's, but if you met her in real life, I think you'd be like, all right, this is a fucking hot-ass big titty.
Yeah, I wonder, though, or would you think she's like a cornball?
Maybe.
You know, I don't know. I mean, she's obviously like a trap. If you saw her in life,
it's like 50-50. I feel like with someone, like when they bring down girls for like SDR, sometimes you're like, wow, she's really pretty. And then sometimes you're like, oh, she's has a layer of film.
She is right on the fence of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been a lot of girls like that are in porn. That's a great point, Zach, where you meet them and you're like, wow, she's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like, I wouldn't even jerk off to their porn. Like I see their porn and I'm like, this is fucking yucko.
Yeah. And then sometimes, they like have like, a layer of grease. Uh-huh. Like, something about him.
It's a nice. And that's when Zach really likes it.
Oh, she smells like McDonald's fries.
Oh, I can deep fry her.
Zach puts a napkin on every girl he bangs and it turns clear he's in. Yeah.
I don't get her wet. I put her in the microwave with a paper towel over her. You just got to resalt her.
Shannon, I want to close the show with the newest Crack and Miko track, which I actually did a guest spot on.
Nice. Did a verse?
Did a verse on it. Very excited about it. So we'll pull that up in just a second. But if this is just a funny video of the woman falling off the treadmill.
Yeah.
That's just a great. It's just for a little shits and giggles here. There's really not much else to it except for the fact that this is a funny video that I just want to watch for a second.
This is Lewis being notified he's kicked out of Equinox. Yeah.
Look, she falls down. She tries to save herself, and then bang. The best part is it pulls her pants down, and then she tries to save her pants, and then it just rolls her off.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no, my pants. Oh, my face.
That is great.
I mean, there's got to be a sound effect added, like,
she's got to get rug burn on that cheek.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. We'll close the show with a new Crack track. We don't got to stay on the air. We'll watch it, obviously. But we'll just say goodnight, guys. Thanks for watching. Brand new Crack and Miko song. Happy Pride Month. This is this is to celebrate Pride, and I'm very happy to be a part of it. So without further ado, here we go. Crack and Miko.
It's Crack. This one for all the real grown men out there. No. I like hoes, I like thots, I like bitches, man.
Yeah.
All that pussy faggot bullshit, I ain't with it, man.
Nah.
That's on guard, all I do is fuck your bitch.
Fuck your bitch.
I ain't gay, so I would never say some shit like, I like dick, 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 I like dick,
I like cock.
I like dick, 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 I like dick. Bitch, I ain't gay.
Nah.
I like women, bad bitches, Daisy Taylor, Bailey J. Bitch, I'm straight.
Bitch, I'm straight.
Bitch, I'm straight.
Yeah, I'm straight.
Gotta make sure that I'm healthy, so I check my prostate, and that's okay. I'm just a man, I mean, what can I say? A butt is a butt at the end of the day. If loving a girl with big tits and a dick is a crime, then I guess that's not on my face.
Wait.
What's the expression? That's not what I meant. The more I keep talking, I'm not making sense. I already busted a nut by the time that I noticed the panties was pitching a tent. I like hoes, I like thots, I like bitches, man.
Yeah.
All that pussy faggot bullshit, I ain't with it, man.
Nah.
That's on guard, all I do is fuck your bitch. So I would never say some shit like I like dick, 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 I like dick,
I like cock.
I like dick, 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 I like dick.
Louis J here to say that I'm not gay. Never kissed a man, wait, I forgot Jay. Growing up, I ain't never sucked no dick. Not too bad for a Rockland County spick. Need a colostomy.
bag, I'ma shit on y'all faggots. Hit that ass raw, I ain't never going back. Yeah, I clap from the back till my knob is smelly. Dick in my mouth and it's Robert Kelly's. Busting his back while I rub his belly. Hey, crack, what the fuck, doggy? I'm not gay. I'm not doing this shit. Fuck you.
Lewis mad that I'm being honest. I'm in his mouth like an orthodontist. First time he met me, he tried to undress me and asked if he could be my Pocahontas. Lewis J. Gomez is in the closet, and he wanted me to deep dick him. This was all shit I forgot to mention. How you think I won this competition, bitches?
I don't like some guy that throws a dress on. That's queer. But if that young lady has big, beautiful bosoms and happens to have a cock, who am I to not receive oral treats from her?
Damn, son, where'd you find...
Jesus Christ!
That's all, folks.